State Representative Joe Moody, an El Paso Democrat, is the author of House Bill 63, which aims to decrease the penalty for possession of marijuana under 1 ounce from a Class B misdemeanor with a possible arrest and jail time to a Class C misdemeanor that comes with a $250 fine and no criminal record.
About half of those result in a conviction or non-expungible probation, which is a barrier to education, financial aid, housing, military service, and employment. And if someone overcomes all of that, then not having a driver's license can also stand in the way of productivity, since an automatic suspension comes with the conviction.
It's an experience that Austin resident Lori Sapinski knows all too well. Sapinski was arrested for possession of marijuana in 2004 in Houston. It's an arrest that she still faces consequences for any time she applies for a job.
Anytime anybody wants to do a background check on me, we have to have a conversation. And, you know, I'm a grandma now, and my kids are grown up, but it's still a conversation that I have to have. It's not great. It's not comfortable.
Conversations with prospective employers that Waco mom Karen Reeves' son, Alex, will likely have to have too. Reeves' son was arrested in 2015 after police found marijuana in the car that he was riding in. Alex was on leave after completing his military training as a Marine.
Within a mile from our house, they were pulled over, and the guy that he got a ride with was dealing marijuana, and so had a felony amount in his car. So my son actually lost his title as Marine.
Reeves and Sapinski were among those who testified in favor of the bill this week. But some law enforcement groups fear the decrease in criminal penalties could result in an uptick in the number of people using marijuana, especially among Texas teenagers. Terrence Holloway, who spoke against the bill, is with the Plano Police Department.
And I feel 14, 15, 16 years old, they're going to start thinking it's carte blanche to smoke marijuana every day.
An issue that Moody says the bill addresses, calling it a delinquent conduct under the state's Family Code of Conduct. Others, like Jackson County Sheriff Andy Lauterbach, says the bill cuts into law enforcement's discretion when it's appropriate to arrest someone for marijuana possession or simply issue a citation.
Several counties, do that, write citations for marijuana usage, marijuana possession. That's something that each agency can consider for adoption.
Lauterbach says Texas counties like Hays, Travis, Harris, and Bear already have programs where officers have the option of issuing a citation and releasing that person for smaller amounts of marijuana possession. But Moody says even with local changes, a person arrested for possession of marijuana under a Class B misdemeanor results in a criminal record and still places a strain on local law enforcement.
You know, big part of conversation this session is about local taxes and how do we cap local taxes. Well, the funds that we spend to handle this, these are local taxpayer dollars. I've had yet to hear a sheriff tell me that their jail is undercrowded.
Moody first filed the bill in 2015, and it received enough support during the 2017 session for the bill to almost make it out of the Texas House, but it ultimately ran out of time in the final hours of the session. The bill itself was one of the policy issues discussed during 2018's midterm election, and one that has Governor Greg Abbott's blessing.
What I would be open to talking to the legislature about would be reducing the penalty for possession of 2 ounces or less from a Class B misdemeanor to a Class C misdemeanor.
But in order for Moody to get that blessing in writing, he will need to secure enough support for the bill for its passage in both the House and the Senate before the bill makes it to Abbott's desk and can be signed into law. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.